today we start a new topic completely.
The topic of Gzeiros Derabbanan, which I found in the beginning of Perakira. Perakira starts on Aflamed Vav Amid Beis. This is page number one in the Makara sheet. Let's start with page number one. Good place to always to begin. The Mishnah tells us on page number one, Kira Shesiku Bekasha V'Gvava. Okay, so it says over here, No stim aleha tavshil. The gefes of eitzim lo yitain at shiigrof at shiitain as a efer. So the big question is, what does it mean, yitain, lo yitain? Hai lo yitain lo yachzirhu, avalishos mashin, afal fish and a gorof and a kotum, umane chananyi. Because Chananya says, kol shumach kamacha ben drusoi, mutal lishosu al gabikira. Afapisha and a gorof and a kotum. Oh, Dilma, lishos tanan. If you gorof a kotum in, ilo lo. Bekolshken lahachzer. Okay, we read a half a Mishnah, a few lines of Gemara. Let's analyze what we just read. There is a requirement of what's called, we'll call it in our language, gorof v'kotum. Gorof means to pull the coals away, kotum means to cover them. The language of the Mishnah is either yigrof or ache yitain as a efer. You put ashes over the coals in order to cover them. The question is, what is this necessary for, this requirement of gerufa and ketuma? According to the first understanding, it's only necessary for what we call in our language chazara or hachzara. For that, you have to have gerufa katum. However, for Shehiyah, which means you put the pot on the fire before Shabbos, it's not necessary to have gorof akatum. What you need, it should be machal ben drusoy. It's half cooked, a third cooked, as the case may be. That suffices. That's the opinion of Chananya. Or perhaps not, we'll follow the opinion we'll call the Rabbanon against Chananya. They say, even for Shehiyah proper, it's necessary to have gorof akatum, otherwise Shehiyah itself is not allowed. Now what's wrong with Shehiyah? She means you put something on the fire on Friday. Los Haz Kamalach on Shabbos. Friday we do all kinds of things. What's wrong? Why can't you do Shehiyah? Why can't you put something on an open fire before Shabbos? And everyone seems to agree that this prohibition exists. They argue on the details of the prohibition. But the prohibition can cease once the food is Kamalach ben Rusoy, Chananya's view. Or does it go beyond? But everyone agrees if it's less than Kamalach ben Rusoy, you may not place food on an open fire before Shabbos. It's very astounding. What is the problem? What's wrong with it? So let's look on the Ran and see what the reason for this prohibition is. Okay, I both say we turn to the Ran. Okay, page 18, I believe it is. Not sure if these are updated. There were certain changes were made. Okay. Page 18. What's the reason for this hold-in? It's not clear what it's all about. What is the purpose of this of Yigrov Yitain Esa Efer? Okay. What's the reason for the Easter Shehiyah in the first place, which is being done on Friday? These are the questions which the Mefarshim talk about. Okay. The Ran discusses it somewhere. Mm-hmm. When I see different print, I always get a little bit lost, but it's okay. The answer is, if we'll see it inside or not, is that it's a question of Shema Yechata Bigachol.
It's actually Yigrof. It's like seven lines down from the top of Kira on 18.
The reason is Shem Yechad HaBigacholim, thank you so much. Shem Yechad HaBigacholim, that's the reason for the prohibition, right? That's something which is found here in the Ran. Something, one second. Just give me a minute. We'll find, everything we'll find gradually. Shem Yechata Begacholim is a phrase which is not found over here. Rashi, this Ran is quoting from Rashi. Shem Yechata Begacholim. And therefore the reason of what we call Gruf Ktuma is to create what we call in our language a Heker. A Heker, something which is recognizable, and this makes it clear that you're not going to be Mechata Begacholim because you cover the coals or you pull the coals away. So this is clear. Unfortunately, what's clear stops here. Till now it's clear. And there's an Isser of Shehiyah, Shem Yechata Begacholim, and it's ameliorated by covering it or pulling the coals away as a heker that you're not going to be Mechata Begacholim. So far, so good? Now, that was just the easy part. Now comes the hard part. And there is not only is an Isser of Shehiyah, there's also an Isser of Hachzara. What does Hachzara mean? To take something off the fire and put it right back again. Why is that also? Now obviously, Hachzara is a higher level Isser. In what sense is it a higher level Isser? Hachzara is prohibited even if the food is Kemachal Ben Drusoy. It's still prohibited. And the question, of course, becomes why? Why should it be prohibited if we just got through saying that the possibility of Shem Yechata Begacholim is alleviated by the Goruf HaKotum? So what's the story? Why should we say over here now that is a problem even in this kind of a situation? That's a good question. So let's take a look, and we're going to start in the Baal HaMor. Okay? The Baal HaMor talks about this. Let's take a look. The Baal HaMor, which is somewhere right near the Ran. Here it is. Baal HaMor is discussing the reasons for the dinim of the Mishnah. It's page 18 again. He says it's not Atmona, it's against Rashi. I'm not even going to Rashi. It's a Shitas Yochid. What's the reason? It's in the last two lines in the right column, page 18 in Bahamora Cotton. Kol Shana Machmira Ostrimbo Ben Betana Ben Bekira Binyan Ze Einenu Ela Mishum Gzeira Shema Yechata Begacholim. There it is. What do you mean Kol? There are two Isurim over here. There's the Shehi and the Achzara. They're both Osir. Why? Shema Yechata Begacholim. This is what's found over here. Take a look in Tosfos Rabosai. Tosfos is on the Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Let's take a look together. Lamed Ches Amud Beis. Pina Mimechem Lamechem Mahu. Especially the person moves the contents of the food from one pot to another. Okay. So, what's the issue over here? Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Shu also mechem shu cham lo osil lechatuye, aber mechem acha shu kar osil lechatuye. So according to the Rabbi Natam, clearly the problem is shem yechata begacholim. We're not discussing shehiyah here. We're discussing hachazara, even perhaps even beyond hachazara. Fine. So says Tosfos. Who points this out? That Tosfos says so. The Maharam. The Maharam points that we'll come to the Maharam a little bit later. The Ran has a different view. The Ran Rabosai, take a look over here. Here we go. It's page 21. The Ran says, "Hay lo yitan lo yachzeru, mishum shemarze b'shabes nire kimavashel im eino ketumo." A whole different approach, Rabosai. Not Shem Yechata Begacholim, but rather what? Nirekim Avashel. Nirekim Avashel. That's a whole different approach. Now, the truth is again, if you look in Rashi, Lo Marzirin B'Shabbos, the Mirzikim Avashel. So the Ran is really before Shem Rashi. Within Rashi is a Machlokas, the Maram suggests that Rashi is not going according to Beis Hillel, going to Beis Shammai, not going into the details. But the Maram is against the Ran. We're going to stick with the Ran. So we have therefore machlokas between the Baal HaMor and Tosfos on one hand and the Ran on the other hand. What's the reason for the Isser of Achzorah? That Achzorah is also, even in the case where she would be Mutter. For example, it's Kamachal, Ben Dirusai. So Shehiya is Mutter, according to Hananya, and Hachzar is also. Why? According to Rabbi Natam, Shemiyachate. What do you mean Shemiyachate? We just got through learning, if it's a Machal Ben Dirusai, there is no Shemiyachate. That's exactly what Hananya said. What do you say? Kol Shukam Machal Ben Dirusai, Mutter Lishos, Lagabi Kiyav, Vishen Guru for Nikot. So what kind of Shemiyachate? There is no Shemiyachate. Ah. The answer is, not all Shemiyachates are created equal. Let's take a look at the Mishnah Brewer himself. The Mishnah Brewer is very critical over here. Resh Nun Gimel. This is on page 167. We'll look on the Shara Tzion Lamed Zion towards the bottom. On top, Mishnah Brewer Lamed Zion says, there's a problem of Nirikim of Ashel, the Mirzikim of Ashel. On the bottom, he says, that's Rashi V'Haran, as we just said. V'Shefra Yosher Isa, T'lechei Bin and Grufa, Shum de kishanot la min ha'esh, pomim mitz shemitz tanenes k'tas, v'chashinon shema yechate b'chazor oso. Here we go. The Rabbi Natam, as we saw in Atosis, Rabbi Natam, Sefer Yosha, same author. They say that there's a greater chant of shema yechate b'gacholim in the case of b'chazor, because it cooled down, he took it off the fire, as opposed to a case of shehiyah, which has been there from before Shabbos. Okay, Rabbi Hussein, with me so far? Any questions? Just going through basic so far. Basic, very, very basic stuff. Good? Now we turn to an interesting question. And this question is how should I say it? It's more of a litmus test than anything else. Open to the Tosfos here on page 1. Page 1, Tosfos. The Lashon of the Mishnah, the last two words, Beisil Amim Af Machzir. Mate Achzara. Says Tosfos. The last Tosfos on the page. Afilu B'Shabbos Machzirin. Kid Amim B'Gemara. The Gemara says later on, the Devri Amim Machzirin. Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. And V'Loshan Notlin, the Amim Asher, the B'Shabbos Mari. The B'Cholo Havetzorok, the Mr. Notlin. Fine. Uleman, the Osa Lahachzir. Also, afilu b'chol lebeis hilah kshena grufa. What? Because he quotes the Gemara. The next line. The devar of Machzir and Machzir and afilu b'shabes mashma de'ikah plukta havi b'chol. Wait a minute. Hachzara on Shabbos, on erev Shabbos, we call that shehiyah. What's he talking about? Another devar Rabbeinu Tam. Mitakam lo yitein at sheyigrof. V'lo yitein lo yachzi b'shabbos hu, ech yigro for yiktem b'shabbos, it's muktza, it's a question of kibui. Shizit has said, elim kein gara fakotam, yeah? Ela b'chol nami osu l'hachzi. V'yim tomo maikasha, mashir hu nosu l'nesu b'ev shabbos. That's called shia. Omeri, to be shosh lo yuchlu l'harticho mibod yom, osu l'hachzi. If it's so close to Shabbos that you couldn't heat it up, if you tried from when it was cold, you can't do Chazara. So we have a Chiddush Nifler in Tosfos, Rabbi Natan, that is an Isra of Chazara from before Shabbos. We would have said, that's ridiculous, that's called Shehiyah. No, Tosfos calls it Chazara. The Ran thinks, the Ran is fully aware of Tosfos, she just thinks it's ridiculous. Let's turn back over here, if you will. The Ran is on page 20, I believe. Oh, 20. He quotes Tosfos. It's bracketed here. If it's so close to Shabbos, it's called Hachzara. V'lo nearly came. The last three lines in column 1 on page 20. Shouldn't be Shaman the Tamayo Asli. They have a whole new Chiddush. You can't do Malachos on Friday afternoon. Avalo Beisil, the last line. Dematiren Bekulan Im Hashemesh. Kedisa b'pirka kama in the Mishnah. Afilu ein shos b'yom kedel ischamim shari. That's all. Finished. Right before Shabbos is no problem. It's completely permissible. It's considered to be shehiyah. He rejects this utterly and completely. What are they fighting about? On both sides, it seems to be the other portion. What they're fighting about? They're fighting about what's the reason for the Yisra of Achzara. The Ran Lashitasa and Tosla Lashitasa. The Ran l'shita, so the Yisrael Rav Zohar is Nirikim Mevashel. Nirikim Mevashel is no worse than Mevashel itself. Mevashel is a Malachas Aser on Shabbos, not on Friday. However, Tosa l'shita, that the Yisrael Rav Zohar is a greater chant of Shem Yichat and Bigacholim. So then even though you're putting it on the fire just before Shabbos, if it's so close to Shabbos that it can't get hot, then there's a greater chance of Chidu B'Gacholim in that case as well. And therefore, the same as it would be prohibited to Achzara on Shabbos, even if it's Machal Ben Dusoy, Shem Yichata B'Gacholim, so too, with respect to this kind of a din, the din of, one more time, of Achzara, the last minute before Shabbos, one could say, it's not a Hechrich, but one could say, it's plausible, conceivable, that Yisra Achzara exists on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, as well. So how do we pass an halacha lemaisa? Let's take a look, if you will, in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, since we were open before to Reish and Gimel, take a look over here and see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. In Siv Beis, Reish and Gimel Siv Beis is found on $169. Okay, those are the last two lines. Yeshomim de kol shu samal chashecha o samal lebrochu shekabal shabbos ledidan. Him u samal kol kach shem nesanin lakdeh lo yevshel achtich amal yom dino kamo bishabbos. That's it. This is exactly the sheet of Tosfitz. Bishabbos atzmo. V'yesh mekilim b'zeh. That's the run. V'amidig lehokal lach tov lahachem v'mokam shen tzorah kol kach. It's better to be machmir. Why is it better to be machmir? So at first glance, the answer is because the Ramos rejecting the Ran. The Ramos passed Naktosis, as he usually does, at the Yisra of Achzorah Shem Yichat and Bigacholim. And for this reason, it's possible, it's conceivable, to prohibit it, not only on Shabbos itself, which would be Nirikim Mevashel, as the Ran would have it, but rather even on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos. Why? Because we have this idea of Shem Yichat and Bigacholim, more pronounced in the case of Achzorah than in the case of Shehiyah. Any questions so far? So now, we turn to the Rush. The Rush adds an additional twist over here. Additional twist. Okay, let's take a look. Simon Bays. Simon Bays in the Rush. Okay, we just got to find the right page. Hold on. Simon Bays. Where is it? 11. Page 11. Okay. The Rush writes as follows. The Nirali, it's bracketed. Hadi asim mibol yom lahachal be shamai after group of tumah hainu mibol yom tumah de mishecha shecha the kamoshim mishecha hainu achash and his bashla nisana bekiul hashoso sham kenam mibol yom de asal lahachzir. Haino acha shenigmar bishula umenicha omenes al akira ad la'erev lahag zikchoma vim netola omen osmen akira also lach ziratu Shabbos v'kula chodo gzerehi kevan de'enem ispashelas od al akira havik ketchilas shehiya v'sharina lahag zim v'od yom osin nami lahag zim mishach ashecha aval kol zman shlo nisbashe kol tzoka not lemach zikol yom. What is the Rush saying? The Rush is saying that two lines before we start, we should have started two lines earlier. Erev Shabbos nami afilu roseach oslach zero kolecha de imhoya kar lohaya rochol atir b'yom. He says like Tosfos, and he adds a whole new pshat, Rabosai, not like the way we understood Rabbi Natan. Don't put it back on the fire the last minute before Shabbos, lest you stoke the coals on Shabbos. No, that's not what the Rush said. The Rush says, don't put it back the last few seconds before Shabbos, lest you put it back on Shabbos. Not you stoke the coals on Shabbos. Lest you put it on the fire on Shabbos, lest you do Hachzara b'Shabbos. So says the Rush. Without going into all the pulim in the Rush, we just can't, there's no time to go into the exact details, because the Rush is a third view. Again, it's Chazar again. The Ran says Hachzara b'Erev Shabbos doesn't exist. Erev Shabbos is called Shehiyah. Simple reason why. There's no Nerikim of Ashel on Friday. You're allowed to cook on Friday. Rabbi Natan says, there is an Achzor last minute before Shabbos. Why? Simple. It's so close to Shabbos, therefore it's cooled off. There's a greater chance you may stoke the coals on Shabbos. The reason why we're more machmir on Shabbos itself is it cooled off, a greater chance of Shem Yechata. That same exact kashash will exist the last 2 minutes before Shabbos. You may be mechata b'gacholim on Shabbos. Right? Whereas the Rosh is a completely different approach. The Rosh says the reason why you may not do hachazara the last 2 minutes is before Shabbos, not Shem Yechata b'gacholim on Shabbos. No. Shema Yagzir b'Shabbos. You may actually do Hachzara on Shabbos. And therefore, Rabbi Osai, since you may actually do the actual Hachzara on Shabbos, that's a totally it's a separate Gzera, but the Rosh corrects it by saying, Kula Choda Gzera. Fine? Any questions so far? We're just trying to get to the basics of the sugi. Good. So now that we've done this, Rabbi Osai, we have to start the following fascinating discussion. It starts with the Gemara on Lamed Chesamid Beis. Lamed Chesamid Beis should be one of the first few pages. Here it is, page 4. Okay. Says the Gemara as follows, Lamed Chesamid Beis, about the 7th, 8th line. Lo Shana, we learned in the Mishnah, Yidu Achzara when Ela Sha'odin Biyodo Aval Hinichan Agabe Karka Osir. Once you put it on the floor, forget about it. Then there's another consideration called Dat Lahagzir, which is also thrown in. So once you put it down on the floor, if you didn't have in mind to return it, then the heter of Achzara on a covered fire, Grufuktuma, no longer applies. No longer applies. Why? Says Rashi. Top Rashi. Rashi says, because if you lo muchach the shakal adata da dure ubatla hatmana, now the Rashi throws the word hatmana, we would use the word shehiyah. Fahavale kimatmin, we would say kinosein lichatchila, a new chumra. If you take a kettle, the old days, Rabbi, also used to have kettles on blechs. We'll get to the details of the blechs much later. Take the kettle off the blech, pour off the tea, put it right back on the blech. That's called Achzara. You took it, you returned it. You put it on the floor, that's like pressing the cancel button on the computer. Cancel. Start all over again. You put it on the floor, you will mevatel of the original Shehiyah. Now you're starting a brand new, what we call it, we'll call it an Hanocha Mitchila. A Hanocha Mitchila, or Moshev Lechatchila. Take a look in the Mishnah Berurah and see how he phrases it, okay? If you don't mind, it's the Mishnah Berurah is in Sif Katan Nunhei. Here we go. Page 168. The Mechaba Paskins. Mutalach Zira. Kozman Shiro Saras V'oda Biyodo. V'lunicha Gabi Karka. V'datalach Zira. But once you put it down, it's too late. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah Nunhei, underlined. Batalah Shehiyah Arishona. And when you put it back, it's called a Moshev Lechatchila. Some call it a Hanocha Mitchila. We'll use that term. Hanocha lechatchila or mitchila. Not allowed. There are three levels. Shehiyah is Friday. Hachzara is to return it on Shabbos. Return means you took it off and put it right back on again. And hanocha lechatchila or mitchila, if you put it down, you press the cancel button, and you start all over again. Very nice. The question, of course, becomes, why? Why is this prohibited? Must be a good reason why it's prohibited. So what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? What's wrong? So the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Nunhei, the last four words, Nira kimavasha lechatchila b'Shabbos. Who is the source? Ran v'Rashba. Keep it in mind. The Ran and the Rashba say that anocha mitchila is also why? Nira kimavasha b'Shabbos. And that's fine and well. The Ran and the Rashba are the same ones who said that Hachzara itself is also because of Nirekim of Ashur B'Shabbos. So according to the Ran and the Rashba, only Shehiyah on Friday is Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. But Hachzara is Nirekim of Ashur, and Kavachomer, Hanocha Metchila, it was on the floor, he's starting from scratch. Certainly is Lindirik of Avash. Ad Kan, the Ran of the Rashba Sheet. The question now becomes, according to the Rabbi Natam, the Tosfos, that they said that, yes, not only is Shehiyah because of Shem Yechata Bekecholim, even Achzor is Shem Yechata Bekecholim. What about Hanocha Metchila on a covered fire? Should we say Hanocha Metchila on a covered fire is Asur only why? Because of Nirakim of Ashel, can't be Shem Yechata Bekecholim. The fire is covered. What should we say? No. It's always a Shem Yechata Bekecholim. If it's Hanocha Metchila, it cooled down so much, the chance of stoking the coals are so high that it even exists despite the fact that the fire is covered. Easy. It's covered. You won't cover it. Stoke the coals. That's our question. That's a very serious, and we'll see soon, a critical halachic question. So, Rabbi Osai, let's take a look at the Tosis one more time. We were here before. The Tosis Pina, we were there, but now we understand the Tosis better. After the discussion of created a new category called what? Called Hanocha Metchila, if you put it out on the floor, we want to know, Pina Mimecha Lemecha Mao. That's the question. Is that considered to be a Butla Shiri Shona or not Butla Shiri Shona? So what does Tosfos say? If you'll say it is Butla Shiri Shona, why can't you put it back on the covered fire? You know why not? Tosfos said why not? Shema Yechata B'Gacholim. So Rabbi Natam takes it all the way. Everything is Shema Yechata. Shema Yechata, Shema Yechata, Shema Yechata. Shehiya, Shema Yechata. Hachzora, Shema Yechata. Hanocha, Shema Yechata. He's a Shema Yechata man down to the end. No, that's it. Rabbi Natam, all the way. The Ran and the Rash already parted company after Shehiya. They said, even Achzara is Nirikim Avashel. Kavachomer, Hanocha Metchila. Might there be some Rishonim who are somehow centrists? And they will say that Shehiya, Shema Yechata. Hachzara is also Shema Yechata. But Hanocha Metchila, that's Nirikim Avashel. Does that Shita exist? I think the Shita does exist. I think, as a matter of fact, the Rush, who was, you know, was a critical Rishon Halacha L'Maisa, I believe holds that way. How so? Because the Rush writes here in the Tosfos Rush, page 44, the Rush is from the Balei HaTosfos, he seems to be going straight with the Mahalach of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. When it comes to Hanocha Metchila, he suddenly parts company. Take a look over here in the top right. What does he say? Aval hocha shemachziro l'kira chama miborlei he have kimo manicho agave kaka v'nistalka shehiya rishona v'have kimo shehiya chadasha u'boshel b'shabbos. He doesn't mean boshel, it's mevushel kol tzarko. He means it's nirek and mevashel. It's nirek and mevashel. I believe that the Balamor also holds that way. Remember, the Balamor is the one who said, as we saw a little while earlier, I think it was page 18 and beyond, that he said all the gzeres in the Mishnah. What were all the gzeres in the Mishnah? The gzeres in the Mishnah were what? Both Shehiya and Achzara is only what? Shema Yechate B'Gecholim. That's what the Balamor said about the gzeres in our Mishnah. But what about the case of Eniach Al-Gabe Karka? Here's another Balamor. That's on page 23. V'dinei chazoras hatavshel mefurush b'gemara shemutar bi'odon bi'yodo v'menicha b'agabe karka osir. Why? Shem denirek imavashel chatchila b'shabs. And this is a very, very important point of view which we have to take into account. And I'm to give you my advanced coming attractions. I think we actually pask in this way. The middle view. You'll see soon what I'm driving at. Rabbi Osai, the Mechaber, any Sfarim in the room? No. The Mechaber, just came from the Sfaradic Chief Rabbi, but okay. The Mechaber paskins clearly like the Ran and the Rashba, that the Isra of Achzara is Nirik and Mevashel, and when it's no Nirik and Mevashel, it's going to be Mutter. The Ramah, by quoting the possibility, Rabbi Osai, of the being an Easter of Hachzor Erev Shabbos, indicates he paskins the reason of Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. Okay. So So Machlokas Mechaber, we are Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah. So apparently we hold that Shehiya and Achzara are both Shemi Yechata B'Gacholim. Well, what about Hanoch? Let's take a look, Rabbi Osei, in the Mordechai and see that this may be a subject of significant controversy with a big nafkamina. This is page 30. I think. Here we go. Page 30. This is really the Haggos Mordechai. Discusses the following issue. Yes, we know about this Chumrah that, where the brackets start. If it's Tonenes, Hoysa, Yechola, La'artiach, Konon, Ben Hashmoshes. That means that's called Shehir. Ava Chazara, Haina Sheminiach, Es HaKadeira, Agabe Kira, Samach L'Chashecha, Shalohoya, Sipik Piyom, Kira La'artiach, Hamoysa Tonenes, Mezavari Osur. That's prohibited, okay. Lohaniach, Olahag, Zira, Agabe Kira, Sheneguf, Akhtuma, This is what Tosa says. Aval agabe garaf akatum mutter. It's permissible to put, it better be, we do it all the time. It's permissible to put something on a blech just before Shabbos. Afal pi shakiro yachama mutla niach shal mechatchila samach lechashech. So even hanocha mechatchila is mutter samach lechashech. Hachzar on an open fire is prohibited. Hanacha Metchila on a covered fire is permissible. But then he has some second thoughts. Three lines later. Miuhi Gufat Sarachin. Last three lines in column one. Emutala Aniach Lakedera Lachatchila. Agabi Gufat Tuma Samar Lachashecha. The Dilmalo Sharina Nafilim Abod Yom. Elala Hachzir Aval Aniach Lachatchila Lo. Lo Shachazar Mashmahochi Shakwari Sasham. For Otzlach Zira. He has second thoughts. What's he saying? So I think what he's saying is follows. The Haggos Mordechai is against Iran for sure. He's a part of the Baal Yatosvis. Fine. So at the beginning, he was make a plane. Why? Because Hanocha lechatchila on a covered fire is only nirukim avashel. There can be no nirukim avashel on Friday. The same as Iran said it by Achzar on an open fire. The Mordechai starts off by saying it on Hanocha on a covered fire. It's only a problem of nirukim avashel. There's no nirukim avashel on Friday. When he's mesupik Rabosai, because maybe Rabbi Natan is right that even Hanocha mitchila on a covered fire is aser shema yichata begacholim. And it's Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, it's arguable, potentially arguable, that it'll be Usher on Friday as well. That's the suffix over here, Rabosai, in the Mordechai. Good. So it's an unresolved, his note, at least at the beginning, to be Mekel in the Shaila, Hanocha Metchila on a covered fire, and at the end he has certain Sveikas. In my view, let's just spell it out. If you're like the Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that everything is Aser because Hashem Yechata B'Gacholim, I can see a very good reason why it should be Aser. Same as Hanocha, as Chachzar is Aser, so is Hanocha. It's all one big Hashem Yechata B'Gacholim. If you hold like the Ran, is nothing to talk about. If you hold like the Balamor and the Rabbeinu Tam, the way we phrase it, it's Hashem Yechata B'Gacholim B'Shabbos, so then it would be Mutter by Hanocha Gabi Kira, because we just said before, again, Kodesh Rabbeinu Tam himself would be Yosef, because all Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, even Hanoch on a covered fire. But according to the Baal Amor, and we saw the Tosfos Rosh, that they say that if it's a covered fire, there's no Shem Yechata, it's only also. Why? Because of Nirukim Avashel. There's no Nirukim Avashel on Friday. So it would appear. Now remember the Rosh. Keep the Rosh in mind. The name Rosh is an important name, because the Rosh is the one who we felt was the one who was like the Baal Amor, who split off. Hachzara is Shem Yechata. Hanoch on a covered fire is only what? Nire Kimavashal. What does the Rosh say about this topic? Take a look at Rabbi Osei in the Rosh and in the Korban Asanel, Os Men. Let's see if we can find where the Rosh, we were there before. Just hold on. It's page 11. Page 11, okay? It's page 11. Page 11. Okay, so the Rosh says, towards the very end of the of page 11, Avam Ibod Yom Magzirin Bekol Inyan. What does that mean? Ein apirish, says the Korban Asayim Amen. Afilu samach l'chashecha. Dvokromasik. Whoa. One second here. Next page. The base Hillel also la arza samach l'chashecha b'shir mayakar sh'l'ischam ha'tavshul. And look in the fourth perek, Simon Beis. If I'm not right, Kasha Divra Rabbeinu Ahadodi. So the Korban HaSalam claims that according to the Rosh, what? The Rosh is a machmir when it comes to this question of Hanocha B'tchila on Erev Shabbos, Samach L'Chashecha on a covered fire. That's what the Korban HaSalam says. Okay? According to the Rosh, it should be awesome. And you know what? I can understand it's Korban HaSalam. Because the Rosh is the one, remember, I have to keep you a little bekiyas here. The Rosh is the one who asked Havzara on Erev Shabbos, close to Shabbos, not because Shem Yechate b'Shabbos. No. Shem Yavzir b'Shabbos. And it's Shem Yavzir b'Shabbos. I don't care what the reason is why it's also. Even if the Rosh is, holds like a toast is the Rosh, that the Easter on Erev Shabbos is because of Nirek and Mevashel, so what? We're going to ask it on late Friday afternoon, not because of Nirek Mevashel itself, because maybe you're going to do it on Shabbos. And on Shabbos itself, it would be Nirek Mevashel. Why not? The same way as we make a Gzeira, don't do it on Friday, let's do it on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Natam, it's all a matter of Shem Yechate. So too, we can take the same exact Gzeira, if the reason is Nirek Mevashel. What's the difference? A Gzeira of Shabbos after Shabbos should have no bearing on what the reason for the reason on Shabbos itself is. The Vilna Gaon says no. The Vilna Gaon says that the Rosh is a Mekel on this Shaila. Mekel on this Shaila. Why is he Mekel on this Shaila? I'll give you the Pshat. Rabosai, the Rosh was very careful in explaining of the Yisrael on Friday afternoon, Otu Shabbos, what did he say? Kula Choda Gzeirahi. Rabosai, the principle of Kula Choda Gzeirahi applies to Gzeiris. So if you hold, as the Rosh himself does, that Hachzara on Shabbos is not a Malacha de Rabbanon of Nirek and Mevashel, where it's a Gzeira de Rabbanon, Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, then it's appropriate to say on Friday afternoon it's equally prohibited. Why? Kula Choda Gzeirahi. However, when it comes to Hanocha B'Tchila on a covered fire, the fire is covered, they're not going to be Mechata B'Gacholim because it's covered. It's only a what? A Nirek and Mevashel. We don't find anywhere that we should aser what's prohibited as Nirek and Mevashel on Shabbos should be aser on Friday unless you do it on Shabbos. We don't find such concepts. We could, we just don't find it. You can't take Kula Chod Gzeira because on Shabbos it's not a Gzeira, it's a Melacha de Rabbanon. That's my pshat in this Rosh. That's what the Gaon himself means, if I'm not mistaken. Who paskins like the Vilna Gaon? Who passes like that? There's only one shita. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Rabosai, Sifkotan Ayin Beis. Who quotes the Gra, page 169. We saw this line, we read it line a few minutes ago. Here's the famous Chumah that the Ramah introduces, that is an Isra of Achzara, Soma Kokach, Shemitzan Nakdera, just before Shabbos, Ayin Beis. Highness is the Mishnah Berurah, the last one on 169. Afilu Kodem Shkir Zachama Ezezman, Dinikam of Shabbos. You may not put it back on an uncovered fire. As opposed to the Korban HaSalam, the name of the Rosh. So therefore, Rabbosai, the Mishnah Berurah, the Gra, that I hope so, we do this all the time. I have people that take it, just, okay, Bat light candles, I go to the refrigerator, take out the food, and put on the blech. According to the Korban, it's not allowed. Because it won't get hot in time for Shabbos. So we pass like the Mishnah Berurah that it is allowed. This is our psak. So this our psak, I think, is the correct psak. What's it based upon? Quantum Alumdus? It's a centrist view. What I call the Balamor, the Rosh, we'll see later the Sudoran, that they all hold that the reason for Achzara is Shemi Yechata Begachala, and therefore they quote the possibility of a Chumra of Achzara also on Friday afternoon. But the reason of Anacha Metchila is what? Is Nirek and Mavashel. And if it's Nirek and Mavashel, there can be no Isser on Friday afternoon. Certainly according to those who hold Friday also Shemi Yechata Beshabbos. And even if it's also Shemi, you'll do this very thing, the same thing on Shabbos. If it's not Xeri, there's no concept of Kula Chal Xeri. That's my understanding according to the Mishnah Berurah. That's Psha. Fine. I, the Mishnah Berurah, take a look again. In Sifkot and Lamed Zayin. What did he say? The reason for the Yisr of Hachzar. What did he say? He said, what? Merzikim Mavashel. I'm saying a Harifus. That's Sifkot and Lamed Zayin. If you look on top, what is going on? It's going on the Mechaber. V'yesh omrim the koshin is bashko machaber drusoi. That's the din of Chananya. So within, explain the Mechaber within Chananya, it's Merzikim Mavashel, as I already told you earlier. But you look in the Sharat Tzi and Lamed Zayin, he quotes the Yesh Omrim, Sefer Yashar, that was going to fit according to whom? According to the Ramah. That's going to be according to the Ramah. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Osai, in Shin Yud Ches, Sivkotten Tzadi Ches. It's true we were supposed to finish that simon, but it comes up a few more times in the context of the Gzeres Rabban. Over here, why is it Nisa de Rabbanon? Right, a question of Achzara. Menashe Nirekim Mavashel, Vigam, the Osir Lechatos Bigacholim. Here, the Osir Lechatos Bigacholim, Rabosai, is not relegated to a footnote. That's how we say in America. Not relegated to a footnote as it is back there. Why? Because there he's talking about the Mechaber. The Mechaber is the Snirkim Mavashel. So the Shemich has relegated to a footnote. Here he's talking about the Ramah. And the Ramah is concerned over here about also the Chata Begacholim. We'll see later. What was Ramah's view about the Nirekim Mavashel? Okay. But this is my pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. One more critical issue which we have to discuss is something which is found in the Ramah itself in Siman Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei. Please take a look. Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei is on page 171. Last two lines. V'chol ha'dvarim she'osur lasos midvarim elu osur lomar le'eno Yehudi lasos. You can't do it yourself. You can't tell a goy to do it. Interesting. Very strong statement. Strong statement. Says the Bi'ur Halacha, last line. I feel it over Yavesh and it's Bashal Mikvar and it's Tane. Ligarmi. Even though there's no Chashash Bishul, doesn't make a difference. You still can't do it. Fine. If you look later, you'll see, quoting a Prima Godim, Lamed Ches, Kevan de Kaimel and the Shvus the Tzorach Shabbos Shor Lechatchila, Uvedav Yovesh Ein Barak Shvus Techazara, Efshad da Mekel Bozai the Ein Yehudi, Ein Goarin Bo. Look at this. He wants to say that to have a goy put something back on a fire, Ein Goarin Bo. It's a Shvus to Shvus, B'mako Mitzvah. Look at that. A Shvus to Shvus, B'mako Mitzvah. Do we accept this? This is accepted la halacha. Says the bi'alacha, not so simple. Uve simen zed, last two lines, mashem yikam aposkim, the ain sovereign came. Right? Ain sovereign came. Ain sovereign came. Ain mogan avram, sivkotten, lamed vav, etos the Shabbos, ומקומקום נראה די יש תסמר עולה בצורך שבס להוק ובזה וכנה בשם הפרים בגוד wait a second the Ramo himself asked the Farish he said that even the Bidiyama the Machal is also in Sif Aleph that's the Dover Lach Rabo says the Bishol Darais he was talking about Dover Yovish he quotes Kama Poskim not the Ramo himself what's the Kama Poskim the Mogan Avraham Rabo say was Mata the Dover Yovish only Bidiyama but not Lichat Chila and that's where Ramo is Mashma that way the question is why Shvus to Shvus of Mogan Mitzvah what happened it's a Klal Yadu everyone knows that we Paskin this way the din of Shulchan Aruch Shin Zayin Sif Hey it's accepted the Machaba the Ramo so what's going on over here here's the answer Rabbi Osai the Ramo is going L'shitasa at the Iser of Hachzara is Shem Yechat Abigachola it's a Gzeira when you have Gzeiras we do not find the concept of Shvus to Shvus to Mokam Mitzvah to be helpful let's review again if I'm doing an action which is prohibited, if I delegate the action to a non-Jew, that makes it much more lenient, obviously. It's only the Rabbanan to a non-Jew. So if the item itself is only the Rabbanan, even if I did it myself, so double the Rabbanan, so we have right to be lenient. Fine. But now we're saying, Rabbosai, as a Gzera the Rabbanan, don't do this, A, which is called Shehiya or Havzara, lest you stoke the coals. Who cares how the pot got there? Look, if I put it there on Friday, it is Shem Yichad Abiga Cholam. Friday I can do, I can write a letter. It's not Shabbos yet. The Chazon Ish, to make it more pointed, says, and again, today's world, let's be careful what you say, but so he said it, when he said it, even if a monkey put the pot on the fire, the same exists, Easter exists. It's not an Easter of Maiser, Rabbi Osai. It's an Easter of Matzav. What do you mean a Matzav? You have a pot on an open fire, which had just been returned after an extended absence. There's a greater Shem Yichad Abigacholim. And the fact that that somebody else put it there, be it a goy, be it a monkey, is an irrelevancy. Either way, whether I put it, or a goy put it, or a monkey put it, how it got there? I'm going to stoke the coals. Rav Shechta Shlita has a whole piece about this in Eretz Hatzvi. Now, what's amazing, the same Bir Halacha, at the very beginning, says that even if the fire is covered, on the fourth line of page 172, Gam begrufa aser kshenetzana legarme. The havaleikim moshev lechatchila. Moshev lechatchila is gzera number three. It's shehiya, it's chazara, and it's hanocha. So the bialacha seems to be equating hanocha lechatchila with the others in the sense that you may not do it through a guy. This is not compelling. One could suggest that since we passed, as I mentioned earlier from the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Beis, that Hanocha Mitchila is Aser, not as Rabbeinu Tam would have it, Shem Yichad Abigacholim, Tosla Mitchesim in Beis, but rather, no, there's no Shem Yichad that the fire is covered. It's only Aser, why? Because of Nirekim Avashel, Rabbi Osai, listen carefully, please, Nirekim Avashel. One could have said, Nirekim Avashel, in a pinch, we can ask a guy to do it, Shvus to Shvus, B'mako Mitzvah. We could have said so. Halacha lemaisa, to say so, it's only in a pinch, in a pinch, pinch, pinch. Because even shvus to shvus to makom mitzvah is only if you're stuck. Not to do it on a regular basis, as some people are doing. But on Zara, on an open fire, although there are poskim who seem to be make, the maharit, do it through a guy, this we could not do at all. Okay, we now come to the last topic, Rabbi Osai, for today's shiyam. So I'm going to go late. I started late. Again, it wasn't my fault. And I saw you have to suffer to stay a few minutes longer, but we have to cover the requisite amount of material. I mentioned to you before, just said you a line, I threw it at you, that the Mechaber is the one who passes like the Ran and the Rashba, that the Easter of Chazara is because of Nirekim Avash. Where did I get it from? So I have to deliver today, I can't wait till next week. Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei, in the Mechaber. It's right here in front of us, page 171. Read together. Mutter lo says, where's it come from? What's the other side? Haran b'shem Rashba. Oh. Mutter lo says, al pikideres chamen b'shabbos, tavshel shen is bashel mir of Shabbos kol tzorko, kon pandish, v'chayotzi behen, l'chamamon. Why? Tells you why. L'fisha ein derech bishel b'kach. Black and white. The mechav is telling the chazar is mutter. In what kind of a case? Ein derech bishul bekach. The Ran says according to the Rashba. Very nice. So you see, klar in the mechaber that he held that the reason for the Yisra of Hachzara is nirek and mevashel, and as long as it's ein derech bishul bekach, it's mutter. All right. I just wanted to deliver the goods. You shouldn't think I'm just making up a story. But now we come to the question, which is a very serious question. And the rest of the shiur today, I'll just be answering this one question. That's all. Siv Gimel. Hamashkin ba'boker v'roh sheikdicha tavshilo v'yorei penyakdiach yosem. You wake up in the morning, you see that the chont is starting to burn, you're afraid it's going to burn some more. Yocho lo hosu laniach kideira yishona reikonis ha'pi akira. You put an effect of blech on the oven. V'oz yosem ha'kideira sh'atavshil b'socha gabi akdeira reikonis. Now it's higher up, it's not going to burn so quickly. Fine. V'yizoyer shlo yasim k'deirosa gabi karka. Don't you put that k'deira on the ground. Why not? Well, putting it on the ground, what's wrong with that? Says Pei Beis, u'kutil el b'dinei chazara. Right? You can't put it, once you put it down, it's already butlo shir yishona. It's hanocha metchil, it's not allowed even to fire. It's covered with this upside down pan. So, right, push it, right? Comes the bi'aloch. He explains the vizor. T'minichon agave karka ein z'alda shem chazara k'shirotza la'anicha l'achakach u'ketchila sa'anocha damyo t'osaf apilu shupigrufa k'tumo v'afilu ramo modet anocha l'b'shabas achatchila osur, fine. U'lechoros sosur mechaberes atzmo. Why? T'lekamon b'sifhei Hetek Ladina is Divrei Rashba, who will be based here, Shem Iran, Shekosa Bishmo, the Mut Lidon Lechatchila Bishabbos, Av Shakdeira Tachton Omedes Alo Eish. Why? Kevin Shimav Sekes, Umamin Akdeira Oleho, Ein Derech Bishl Bekach. We read it together 2 minutes ago. There it says, Rebbe say, what? What does it say over there? The Rechaber is Mekil to put something from the refrigerator, directly, what we call in our language, what do we call in our language? No? Kedera? Agabi Kedera. That's what's called in our shorthand. The Mechaber is Mata Kedera Agabi Kedera, according to the Ran and the Rashba. And that means to take it from the fridge. Here, Rabosai, he says, no. You want to put it on an inverted pan? Don't you dare let go of it. Once you let go, it's finished. What a great steerer. Who has an answer? Who knows the answer to this question? Raise your hand. Yes. That would be a good answer, but it seems to me that the Mechaber holds that there's never a Shem Yechad except for Shehir. Once it's Machab and Dusor, there's never a Shem Yechad. It's only Nirek and Mevashel by Hachzara and Hanocha, but there's no Easter of Hanocha. Why not? Because it's Kedera Gabi Kedera. So if in Sifhei, Kedera Gabi Kedera can obviate Easter Hanocha, so in Sif Gimel, in the Kedera Reikonis, why doesn't Abiyat Yisr Hanocha as well? So I can put it on the floor and put it right back again. From the floor, not right back. I put it back 8 hours later, take it out of the fridge, put it back in. Why not? Who was the answer?
You have to assume he's saying an empty pot.
Oh, very good. That's what I'm skipping a few lines to save time. Ahakach Motzi B'Pri Megolim Sheyishev Zu Akushi B'Tuv Tam. It's an editorial endorsement, Rabbi Osai. Tuv Tam. What does he say? For who? The besif hey sha'ari be'omedes agabe kederas chamen o tavshel as a pot full of water or soup. Lo nechshav klal ka'omed agabe kira ulahachi mutter af liten lechatchil b'shabbos. Mashen came binyan shakdera reikonis v'omedes rak listom es chom akira shlo yekol kachom. Not as akira yedeze rak es shakira gufuk tuma. The Yosef did not have a Shabbos with Chav Shalach HaTchila. Meir de Keteretz. An inverted pan is nothing more than my Rebbe used to call it, A crooked blech. It's a crooked blech. A crooked blech. So you have, you are restricted by the restrictions of any typical din. The way ha'chzara is mutter, hanocha mitchila is aser. If you have it in your hand and you put it back, it's okay. You put it on the floor, but the shirishona, hanocha mitchila is aser, even on a covered fire. Isif, hey! Isif is a whole different hair, a different heter. A totally different heter, a heter which is completely different. Completely different. Totally different. Shine. Totally different. Here is a problem, my brother, which I want to bring to your attention. A serious problem. Turn to Simon Reish Nun Ches. Reish Nun Ches. Reish Nun Ches is found on page 176. What does it say here? Mutter lahaniach mibod yom. Everybody with me? Kli sheyesh bo davar kara gabe kidei rachama. Shein zed ketomim bedavar mosafel. Okay. Talking about Friday afternoon. Says the Bir Halacha. The makdei ra tachtona munachas al gabe yesh. Oz yesh lezed din mosafel adei ho yesh. Vi osa filmi bo yom lachasas aleim bebegonim. Vishem atmona. Okay. If ein mechasa bebegonim. Yesh lezed din shihui. What does shihui mean? What do we call shihui? We call it what? A slightly different pronunciation. No, what do we say? I said it 10 times today. What's not shihui? I called it what? Shihia, right? V'tzarech shihia dover kar nizbashel kemachal ben drusom yibod yom l'das harav liel simen reishon gimel pasta chananya ken kosev amagon avrama pri megonim. What's he saying over here, Rabbi Osai? If it's on Friday afternoon and you're putting it on top of a kedera chama, we call kedera gabe kedera, it has to be what? At least half cooked or third cooked kamachal ben dusoi, as we saw back in Reish Nun Gimel. Are you with me so far? I thought we learned the Mishnah, the first thing we learned today. That was by an uncovered fire. The whole point of a covered fire was not to require this. So wait a second, Rabbi Osei. You get an impression, if you read this straight, based on what we just read in Bir Halacha and Reish Nun Ches. If you put it on a blech on Friday afternoon, there's never a problem. If you put it on a pot full of water, then there's a tremendous problem. It has to be mizbashel at least kamachal ben drusoi. Whereas Rabbi Osei, if you look back to Reish Nun Gimel Siv Gimel, we just learned it in the Bir Halacha, the Tuf Tam Vadas Lamdeini, it is Tuf Tam Teretz. What did he say? TTT. What was the Tuf Tam Teretz? If it's an empty pan, that's only a crooked blech. That's more chomer. If you can't put it down, you have to keep it in your hand. If it's a kedera, it got to be kedera. That's the best heter in the whole wide world. They can even take it from the refrigerator and put it on the kedera gabe kedera on Shabbos, which some people do to this very day. I'm sure you've heard of it, right? The kedera gabe kedera heter. People do it to this day. That's based upon what? Reish Nun Gimel Siv Gimel in the Bir Halacha. But wait a second. Here, on page 176, in Simi Reish Nun Ches is telling us the other way around. If you have an empty stama blech and you put food on it on Friday afternoon, Rabbi Osei, on Friday afternoon, it's mutter no matter what. No matter, it doesn't matter if it was cooked, it was not cooked, no problem. It's Friday afternoon, no problem. There's no Shem Yechata B'Gacholim, because after all, you cover the fire. That's exactly what the Mishnah tells us. However, if you put on a full pot, which is being described in Mishnah Chesef Aleph, then you have a problem. Ribbono Shel Olam, make up your mind. It's also, that's here a prima godim, there a prima godim. Both, now the question, it's the same as the prima godim. What is it, Rabbi Osei? What do you think? If you put on a kedera, gabe kedera, is it more kal than a plain blech or a crooked blech as an inverted empty pan? Or is it more chomer? In Reish Nun Gimel, the kedera, gabe kedera is more kal. And in Reish Nun Ches, it's more chomer. This is a kasha which is a mind-blowing, mind-boggling kasha. I'm so happy to discuss kasha with you on Chanukah. I remember when I was learning Shabbos, I believe it was, if it was Yeshiva and Shabbos, I think it was 23 years ago. If I have my years correct, we were learning Shabbos, and I remember distinctly it was Chanukah, and we were holding by Yizun Yonim, we were learning with the Talmidim, and that's when I thought of this kasha. Just going on, just hit me now. It was, this kasha by me is 23 years old. Astira! And the reason it took me to learn to find, whoever learns Resh Nun Ches, it's off the beaten track. Well, let me look, somehow by some funny reason, I opened up the Resh Nun Ches out of my house and said, what's going on over here? It's kasha and the kasha. It's a tremendous kasha. Well, you just saw the Bialach Resh Nun Gimel, Siv Gimel, who said, there's a stira guluya between Siv Gimel and Siv Hei, and the terror to Primogonim Betuv Tam is, if you have an empty pan, it's no different than a plain, ordinary blech, a crooked blech. The only way to put it back on is if you leave it in your hand, never let go. But Sif Hei, Kdera, Gabi Kdera, we're much more makil, and therefore you can take it from the fridge and put a Kdera, Gabi Kdera, right? Here in Reish Lachas, it's exactly the reverse. But Mamish, exactly the reverse. Why is it exactly the reverse? Because we know that if you have a plain, ordinary blech on Erev Shabbos, what's the din? The din is that you can put any food you want on that blech on Erev Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah says, right? The Mishnah says, Ashi Yigov, Ashi Yitzen Es HaEfer. So on Erev Shabbos for sure, it's mutter no matter what. It's Heta Gomer. We paskin it's mutter. We'll see soon, even if it's not even Machal Ben Drusoi. Yet over here, when you have a Kedera, Agave Kedera, in effect, here the Primogonim, as quoted by the Bialacha, says what? Has a din of Shia, and it has to be Kamacha Ben Drusoi Mibod Yom, according to the Ramah. What's going on over here? I tell you the truth, I asked the Kasha, I thought it was the first one since Adam Arishan. It's not Arishan. The first one since the Primogonim to ask this question. For many years, I was the only one who I thought asked the question. I found it many years later. Where did I find it? There's these beautiful new Shulchan Aruchs called Hadras Kodesh. I think it comes out of Montreal, I think. Some Hasidic group. It's beautiful. They have the tour. They have the Shulchan Aruch, and they have in the back. They have certain Aruchs. There I found the Kasha many years later. I'll leave you with the Teretz in brief. We'll discuss it with Barichas next week. The Teretz in brief, which I said on my own, he says, but it's a little bit of a different twist. We'll get to the details, B'siyata D'Shemaya, next time, is as follows. It all depends what you're worried about. Are you worried about Nirek and Mevashel, or are you worried about Shem Yechat V'Gachol? From the perspective of Nirek and Mevashel, it's clear, as the Be'alacha says in Reish Nun Gimel Gimel, that you're much better off with a Kedera Gabi Kedera. It's not Nirek and Mevashel, ain't there a Bishul V'Kach? We just read it before Shem Mechabes, if hey, so therefore, if we're worried about Nirek and Mevashel, we can overcome that problem by Kedera Gabi Kedera. But it's just a plain little overturned pan, which is just in effect a blech. We still have to ask for it. Why? Because of Nirek and Mevashel. That's Reish Nun Gimel Gimel and A. Reish Nun Ches, Rabbi Osai, we're talking about Friday. On Friday, there's no Nirek and Mevashel. It's axiomatic. What do you worry about on Friday? Worry about what? Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. So if I put a blech there, or some inverted pan, which is for no other purpose, but to serve as a heker, this eliminates Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. But if I have a pot full of soup, that's no heker. I have a pot full of soup on my oven all the time. And therefore, according to Primogodim at least, we are concerned with Shem Yechad HaBigacholim on Friday if it's on top of a full pot of soup, and it's only going to be mutter in the case of Malchal Ben Drusoi, then it's mutter even on an open fire. I'm sorry I started late and ended late. Lean at it. Next week we'll try to start on time and continue with these very important inyan. Okay.